here are some thoughts. So what I always love to do, and I love when guys do this to me, is I love it when guys are having a great time with their friends. And if they do catch my eye, if they look over at me, and they either smirk for a couple of seconds and hold eye contact, they make a face at me that's playful, or they wink at me. I don't really love winking at me, but some people are into that. So you do one of the three that feels comfortable for you, and if you can do it confidently and then turn back to your friends, that is you initiating an approach, right? You've already looked over at her, you held eye contact, you smile confidently and hold frame, and you look back. Or you make a funny face and you look back. You can even stick your tongue out or whatever it is, you can do it. Because basically you're saying to this girl, like, okay, I'm catching you looking at me and I'm fine with it, and now I'm going to play with you a little bit. You go back to your friends. And then you can either do one of two things. You can excuse yourself to go to the bar or go to the restroom, whatever you like. And you can go up, walk up to one of those girls, and you can make a joke with her. And you say, hey, stop looking at me. Why are you staring at me so much? Like, this is just playful banter where you can look at her and you can, you know, you can just joke around with her. And then you can continue going to the bar or going to the bathroom and just, like, make a joke in passing. And then go back. And if you see her again, you say, come over and talk to me and my friends. And you can actually lead her back to your table. Another thing that you can do if you're at a club is you can do the same thing where you're with your friends and you make a face at somebody. And then you can go over to the dance floor and go up to a woman that you're attracted to and say, do you like to dance? Because I'm not seeing it right now. Grab her and take her on the dance floor and be a leader on the dance floor. You don't have to be a good dancer. You can literally just go out on the dance floor and have fun. Or you can be like a rock star on the dance floor. It's up to you. And honestly, this time that we have together is for me to give you guidance. And the rest of the time is for you to put into practice. So I may say things now where you're like, what the hell is that girl talking about? It's crazy. I'm never going to have the opportunity to do this. And then suddenly, an opportunity presents itself 2 days after you talk to me on the phone. And you'll put it to practice. And it may not feel natural. It may not feel comfortable at first. But it will over time, okay? So I don't want you to get, like, intimidated by the things that I'm saying or say, okay, how am I going to do that? Or this doesn't apply to me right now. Know that the information that I'm exchanging during this time will come into play at some point very soon, as long as you keep putting yourself out there.